Samach Tes Samir Aleph the Mishnah.
6981.
The Mishnah.
Yeah.
Rab Tarfin Amir said, you got it?
No, I don't. Samach what?
Samach Tes.
I need to go back to Jewish school.
Someone's birthday. Maybe Mr. Simmons.
Okay, the Tarfin name of Tarfin says, there's a way of undoing a mamzer, that a mamzer's descendants shouldn't remain a mamzer. So he says, Keter, how is this possible? He says, mamzer shenosa shivcha, if a mamzer marries a shivcha kananis, a Canaanite slave, havalat evet, so the kid follows the mother, so the kid is a slave.
She's half evet.
No, she's complete evet.
No, she's complete goy, she is. Or she's complete evet.
A shivcha kananis is a shiksa that was bought by a Jew. Guy marries her. The kid remains in evet. We'll see in the Gemara more about this. Shichrei, then if the master frees this child that's born from the shivcha from the mamzer, nimtza ben chayit, then the kid is free.
A Jew.
Okay? A free Jew.
But she goes after the mother. He goes after the mother. Yeah. Mother is a goy. How could he become a Jew?
No, he's going to do gaitus. Oh. Becomes a full convert to Judaism. Because that's the din. When a male slave, a female slave, becomes freed, they become a full-fledged Jew. Remember we learned before in the Gemara all the way back, the Blazer came into Shul, there were 9 people, he freed a slave and he had a minion. So once it's Samach Tes, once an Eved is freed, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So the Tarfin says, a mamzer marries a shivcha kananis, they have a kid, the kid's an Eved. The master eventually frees the Eved, the guy is a full-fledged Jew, not mamzer. That's what Rav Tarfin said. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Hareza Eved Mamzer. The kid's still an Eved Mamzer. In other words, Rav Tarfin held, if the Mamzer marries a Shivcha, then the kid's only an Eved, not a Mamzer. And Rabbi Eliezer says, the more going to discuss it. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the kid remains a Mamzer. So there's no way of purifying a Mamzer like Rav Tarfin said. So the Gemara says like this, Iboy Lahu, the question was asked in the Gemara, Rab Tarfin lechatchila kamer ebediavet kamer. When Rab Tarfin said a mamzer could become purified by a mamzer marrying a shivcha kananis, having given birth to an evet, then the master frees the evet, so the kid is a Jew. Does Rab Tarfin say you could lechatchila do that? Or if this happened, then the kid is not a mamzer anymore? Or does Rab Tarfin say you can go ahead and do it? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come, I'll prove it. Because Amalei Rab Tarfin, the Chachamim said to Rab Tarfin, 1 minute. Tihartom, as Aschorim, you only permitted a male mamzer. Okay? But, V'lei Tihartos and the Kavis, but you didn't purify the female ones. Meaning like this. Men travel. In the olden times, women didn't run around. Okay? So a man who's a mamzer will go to a place where nobody knows him, and he can marry a shivcha kananis, right? Who'll have a kid who's an evet, and then they free the evet. But a woman who's a mamzeris is not going to run around to marry a shivcha, an evet, right? Well, so he said, your remedy is only good for the male mamzer, but not for the female. For what did you do for the female mamzer? So the Gemara says, if you tell me Rabbi Tarfin holds the chatchila, you could do it. Mamzeris nami tinsav l'avda. I have a way to free the mamzeris. Let her marry an eved. Okay, let her marry an eved. Just like we said here, let this mamzeris marry an eved, and then the kid will be eved. And then they can free him the same way. One second. So the Gemara says no. Eved ain't lo yachas. the slave has no relationship with his father. Meaning, if a mamzeres marries an eved, the Gemara says he's not going to follow the father. He's not going to be an eved, he's going to be a mamzer. Like the mother. Why? Because we discussed this the other day. By an eved, it says, Am ha'dayim alachamar. Shvulucham po imachamar. The Gemara says, don't mean to stay here with the donkey, but am ha'chamar. So the Gemara says like this. An eved has no lineage. And the Gemara mentioned this before. An eved never follows his father. Because it's likened to a behemoth. A behemoth, when it's born, clings to the mother because it needs to be fed, nursed, whatever. An animal has no relationship with his father. Okay? So just like animals have no relation with the father, an eved has no relation with his father either. Now, if a mamzeres is going to marry an eved, the kid is not going to be an eved, because then you're saying he follows the father. But the kid has no father. So you'll be a mamzer like the mother. What are you going to gain by it?
I thought to begin with, the mamzer cannot marry Eved.
1 minute, we're not done yet. We're not done in the Gemara. Well, meanwhile, the Gemara is learning. Well, the truth is, because an Eved is not Kahal Hashem, and an Eved is partially Jewish, so my mamzeres, according to meanwhile in the Gemara, they can marry her.
And the kid is not mamzer.
Well, Reb Tarfon holds the kid's not a if a mamzer marries a shivcha, okay, the kid's an eved like the mother. And then if you free him, so then the kid's not a mamzer, right?
The reverse one
would be. Well, but Rabbi Lazar says even in that case, the kid's a mamzer anyway. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar argues in Reb Tarfon that the kids are mamzer anyway. Anyway, so the Gemara says like this: Toshma, come, I'll prove it to you. Let's figure out if Reb Tarfon says this is a way that lechatchili you could do, or only if it happened. It says like this: Ush bezichinu d'Rav Simloi. Rav Simloi's landlord was a mamzer. Okay. Rav Shmuel's landlord was a mamzer.
Really?
Not in a figurative speech. Everybody calls their landlords a mamzer. But but this was a real mamzer. Amalei, listen. Rav Shmuel said to him, "Iyakadamach, if I knew you before you were married, tiharte livnach, I would have been able to purify your children." Like Reb Tarfon suggested. Okay? So Rav Simloi said to him, you know, now it's too late, you're married and you have kids already. But if you didn't have kids and you weren't married, I would have found a way to make your children not mamzerim. How? You would marry a shivcha, and the kid would be an eved, and then you free him. So he said like this, Iyamid bishleim lechatchila. If you say lechatchila, that he could have done it, shapit, that's what Rav Simloi is saying, I could have done it for you. That means lechatchila. Eliyamid diyavid, but if it's only bidiyavid, my ninu. How could Rav Simloi advise a landlord to do something which is only bidiyavid good? In other words,
It's a proof.
No, this is a proof that lechatchila you could do it. Because what did Rav Simloi tell his landlord? If I would have known you before, I would have given you an advice what to do. That means he could do it. So Gemara says, no. The mansiv la eitza. He's only giving him an eitza. Meaning like this. What would he tell him? It's a very interesting Gemara. Zilganev, go steal. You won't be able to pay it back. Ve'iz daben be'evet ivri. You'll be sold as a Jewish slave. Okay? Then, he can marry a slave without any prohibition.
The slave with the slave, huh?
No, because an Eved Ivri
is not a slave.
A Jewish Eved, we learned in Chumash, Mishpatim, the master can give him a shivcha at night to produce kids. Right? Uh-huh. So Rav Simloi said, if my landlord, I would have given him a good advice. I would have told him, go steal, don't pay back. Bezdin will sell you as a slave. Your master can give you a shivcha. And those kids would be an eved. Right? Uh-huh. And then they'll free him and the kids are not mamzerim anymore.
Can he just marry a shivcha?
Because a Jew can't marry a shivcha. A Jew can't marry a shivcha.
Why can't he go through the din of the Torah that says...
Oh, according to Reb Tarfin, the mamzer would marry a shivcha. The question, that's the Gemara's question. Is he allowed to marry the shivcha? Or can he not? Right? So the Gemara wanted to prove that l'chatchila he could do it. Right? But then the Gemara says, no. Rav Simloi would have had a way of telling him to do it l'chatchila. He can steal, be sold as an Eved Ivri, and then marry a Shivcha while he's working, and have a kid.
Making somebody do an Avera l'chatchila?
Oh, 1 second.
This is all set up, all of them, they set
so
up.
So now the question is, Taisa says, Rashi for that matter asks, he says, Rashi says, the Gemara could have asked a different question over here. What do you mean? You tell a guy to steal? What was Rav Simloi's advice be? Go steal, and then you'd be sold as a slave. How can Beis Din tell a guy go steal? What type of age is this? The Gemara said, no, what he meant is to tell him advice that he would be allowed to do. Go steal. So when can, since when can you tell a Jew to steal? So Rashi says the Gemara could have asked Taka this question. But the Gemara didn't, because the Gemara is dealing with the whole issue. But you're right, the Gemara could have said, how can you go tell a guy go steal? But at the bottom over here, it's interesting. He says a whole different story. Here. He says, the Rishonim addressed, the Rashba writes, listen to this. The Rashba writes that in this case, to permit mamzerim, the guy would be allowed to steal. Because he's stealing in order to purify the kids. But Tosfos Rosh says permission would only if the victim forgives the stealing. That means he allows him to do. And Rashi learns the Gemara could have asked the question in a different way, but the Gemara doesn't. But the bottom line is he could have done it. But now the Gemara asks a different question. The Gemara is saying Rav Simloi would have told his landlord, the mamzer, go steal, be sold as an Eved Ivri, and then you would have married a Shivcha, right? The Gemara is, in Rav Simloi's days, there was no Eved Ivri. The Gemara is going to learn from where we see it. Stopped in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Simloi lived much, much, much after the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks, how could Rav Simloi give him advice? Steal, and then you'll be sold as an Eved Ivri. As the Jewish said, there's no Eved Ivri in those days. The Gemara says, Ubishnei Rav Simloi Eved Ivri mihave. In the years of Rav Simloi, was there such a thing as an Eved Ivri? V'ha'amamad ein Eved Ivri noyeg ele bizman sheyevel noyeg. The law of Eved Ivri only exists when Yevil exists. Right? So because the Torah says, by an Eved Ivri, when Yevil comes, you'll be free. Which means if there's no Yevil, there's no din of Eved Ivri. In fact, in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yevil stopped because all the Jews were not living in Eretz Yisrael. Because in order it says, Kol Yishvel Leha. The Gemara learns out that in order for Yovel din of Yovel to exist, all the Jews have to live in Eretz Yisrael. And during the second Beis HaMikdash, a lot of Jews left. So the Yevil didn't exist. So Eved Ivri didn't exist. So Gemara's question is, and here the Gemara, so how could Rav Simloi advise the guy to go steal? Right? So Gemara said, Ela lav shma minos, therefore we must say, that Abtarfin lechatchila kamer. That means we're saying, because Rav Simloi's advice is not going to work. Therefore, what must we say? That Rav Tarfin holds, he could marry a Shivcha Kanainis, a Mamzer. That a Mamzer could. Okay? Therefore, because the Gemara brought a proof, not from Rav Simloi, Rav Simloi said, what did Rav Simloi say? I could permit you to purify your kids. Yeah? Meaning like Rav Tarfon.
Yeah.
Now, Rav Simloi is advising that he could do it. So the Gemara said, no, it's not like Rav Tarfon to marry a Shivcha. He could become an Eved in it, but the Gemara says that doesn't work. So what's the only way to work that a Mamzer can marry a Shivcha? So the Chatchila, Rav Tarfon holds, you could. So from here we see that Rav Tarfon holds you allowed. And the Gemara says, "Amir Rav Yudah Meshmo Alochuk Trab Tarf." You could do it
without the still.
Huh?
Without the still.
Right.
Even though there's no slavery, there's no yovel, and he can't tell him.
That's only Avid Ivri. Avid Kanani existed even in the time of the Gemara. Avid Kanani existed even in the time of the Gemara.
But we're talking about Jew Mamzer.
A Jew mamzer to marry an Shivcha Kanainis. Why? It's in Mefarshim, how can you marry a Shiksa, even though she's partial Jewish? Because what the Torah says, you shouldn't be immoral, doesn't apply to a mamzer, because he's not called Kahal Hashem. Because Leyovim mamzer Bekal Hashem, so mamzer not Bekal Hashem. By Bekal Hashem, it says don't be immoral. So according to Rav Tarfon, the way the Gemara's outcome is, a mamzer can marry a shivcha kanainis. Huh? Yeah, but not nowadays, because it doesn't work.
But he has to convert her or no? Just marry her?
No, when he marries a shivcha kanainis, she has to be a woman who's already a shivcha.
But he's not his wife anyway, because he's a slave.
She's a slave.
He's a slave too. He was sold into slavery.
No, a mamzer. No, a regular mamzer. But a regular mamzer, according to Rav Tarfon, can marry a shivcha kanainis, which doesn't exist today, because today there's no slavery, period. But technically,
spiritual
slavery.
Black people is not slave.
Are you talking about a president?
So the child has to convert, though, regardless.
Yeah. No, the kid would be an Eved. If a mamzer, like Rav Tarfon says. Yeah. But then when the master frees him,
becomes
a full-fledged Jew.
Goes after the mother. Yeah. The mother is a goy.
The mother, when she's freed, also becomes a Jew.
Oh.
So he's like the mother. So if the mamzer marries a shivcha kanainis, has a kid who's an Eved. And then the master frees the Eved. So the kid becomes a full-fledged
That's
Jew.
That's only if they accept upon themselves when.
Yeah, but Shivcha Kanainis doesn't apply to that anyway. So it's unrealistic.
But that would, like, Jew then would be permissible to any Jew at that point?
Who?
The
kids.
The child of that Shivcha.
Yeah.
When they convert.
No, if it would be. Free. No, because the kid would have to be. It's a boy, though, we're talking. Or a girl. She couldn't marry, no. Because she has the din of a Giyaris.
Right,
a Kohen can't marry a Giyaris.
Right, right. But any other Jew could.
Right.
So if the woman was Manze, there is no solution.
Now there's no solution either.
Mm-hmm.
For the man either, not.
What's the solution that to marry another Manze?
Yeah, they can marry another mamzer. The problem is their kids are mamzerim, so all you're doing is multiplying mamzerim. But what happens if it's an older person or that can't have kids? The guy can't have kids, or the woman can't have kids. Technically, a mamzer can marry a mamzeris.
So what do? They put an ad in the paper looking for a mamzer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Craigslist.
A lot of people would respond to the ad.
What's wrong with
your dad? Just to say, if you're called a mamzer, please call me. Call me for a shidduch.
But if you go and you have the kid is mamzer, Without marriage or anything?
If what?
If somebody's going with a goy, and a kid from the goy.
No, the kid's a goy, not a mamzer.
Not a mamzer? Because without being married, it's no legal paper, right?
Yeah, but it's a goy.
What's a mam? Like, what is a mamzer? Like, I know what a mamzer is. I don't really know what a mamzer is. Okay, I'll tell you the truth.
An offshoot of something which is biblically forbidden.
So like a Kohen that...
No, that... but it has to be with capital punishment.
Oh, so like somebody who cheats.
Right.
Incest.
Okay.
Not cheating.
Rabbi Loz, what?
Woman.
According to Rabbi Shmuley, why he didn't... the thing that he should go steal is another way to be a Eved.
How?
Doesn't have money. He's honest.
Yeah, but what are you going to tell him? Lose all your money. I mean,
bankruptcy.
There's two ways somebody to be a heaven.
Bankruptcy.
They
don't have any money.
Oh. Yeah, but the only, I'm sorry, the only time an Eved can marry a Shivcha is Machru Bezdin. And Bezdin only sells you if you stole. In other words, there's Mercher Atzmei. A machru bezdin. A person who's broke can sell himself as a slave. Bezdin doesn't sell him. There's two possibilities how a Jew could become a Jewish slave. Either he's so broke that he sells himself, or if he steals and he has no money to pay back, so then bezdin sells him. The only time an eved can marry a shivcha kanainis that the master can give him is to number one, he's married. Otherwise, and Bezdin can sell him. Bezdin sold him.
So this is a better solution, so he doesn't have to steal.
What's the solution? No, but then if he sells himself as a slave, his master cannot give him a Shivcha Kanainis. So he's not going to be able to get a kid from it.
Why you cannot do it right now?
What are you going to do?
You get somebody... like a Spanish guy or Spanish lady and as a slave. Married with them?
They don't have a din of a slave.
No, hire them as, no, make them a slave.
You can't, as a din of Shivcha Kanainis, you have to be Megayer, the whole process. Not, there's no Shivcha Kanainis today.
But slavery is abolished anyway.
Only
Shivcha Kanainis?
Oh, really? Has to be. What if someone marries a boy? Mamzer marries a boy, the boy converts, nothing to do with a slave, that's also a possibility, no?
Yeah, but you can't tell a good Jew to marry a guy.
You can't tell him to steal, you cannot give them to...
No, steal, you're telling me, you know.
If they did it, that would be the solution.
When is slavery get abolished?
Bedi Eved.
What? Goyish or Eved? Ivri. Jewish?
The whole concept
in middle of the Jewish in middle of Eved Ivri. In middle of the second base of Migdash. Eved Kananim, even time of the Taisis, I think it still existed.
Yefasor.
Definitely in the time of Gemara. It existed.
So Yefasor also it could work. In the middle of the war?
No. Okay, anyway. What?
Why did Rabbi Shmuley give advice which is not practical?
He said, he didn't give him advice, he said, if I would have known you before, I would have advised you so.
But he said there is no Shivcha at that time.
So obviously, which way was it? No, Shivcha Kananias did exist.
He said it was finished. Like,
I said, Eved Ivri. I said, It seems in a few places that even in the times of Taisus they had a Shivcha Kanainis.
But the Gemara's question is not that Rav Shmuley did not come up with that thought. Gemara thought maybe that's what he was thinking. We don't know what Rav Shmuley thought.
The only way it would be permissible is like Rav Tarfon said.
Yeah, exactly. So Gemara entertains that thought. Rav Shmuley didn't come with that.
No, idea. When Rav Shmuley said to the guy, I could have given you advice to do it. Right? Mm-hmm. What would be the advice? Like Rav Tarfon said.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, no, maybe you would have given him a different advice. Okay. Maybe would have. Maybe who said this? From Tarfin's advice, maybe would have told him steal and be sold. So the Gemara said that can't be because there's no Eved Ivri. Okay. So what? Why? Which way would the advice be for Nafsim Loi to his landlord, the Mamzer, to marry? Like Rav Tarfin said, that means a chatchila. You could do it. Yeah. And Rav Shuda Mishmul says the halacha like Rav Tarfin, but Rabbi Lazar argues. Let's see what Rabbi Lazar says. I need the Eved Mamzer. Rabbi Lazar says the kid will still be a Mamzer. Amr Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar da Meira says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer still say the kid's still a mamzer? Because the Amr Krat says in the Pasik, says, Le'yave mamzer, what's the Pasik over there? It says, Loi, meaning to him, he should not come into the congregation of Hashem, Gamder Asiri, Le'yave Loi, which should not come to him into the congregation of Hashem, which means Psule goes after the illegitimate one, even though the other descendants wouldn't be. Meaning, what Rabbi Lazar is saying is, even though the mother is not Jewish, the descendant would be Avadim. Nevertheless, the Mamzer status keeps going. The Belozer held, even if you marry a Shivcha, that the kid's a Chayra Goy, yeah, it's still a Mamzer.
Without conversion,
right. The Rabbanon and the Chachomim, meaning that agree with Rab Tarfin that the kid's not a Mamzer, he says, the Pasuk says, Mamzeris continues. So he says, Ahu bi Yisrael shenotza Mamzeris. That then teaches us that when a Yisrael, for a regular normal Jew, marries a mamzeris, the kid's still a mamzer. Why would I think not? So he says, Salka died to Chamina, because I would think the Torah says in the Mishpacheisim leveis aveisim, the family father follows the father. So I would think that if a Yisrael marries a mamzeris, who should the kid be like? The father. And therefore he's not a mamzer. So the Pasuk Loi says the Mamzeris continues.
Wow.
But not necessarily, the Gemara asks, if he marries a Shivcha. In other words, the proof in the Pasuk only says that Mamzeris continues. So the Gemara says maybe it only continues when the father is a Jew and marries a Mamzeris. How do I know that a Mamzer that marries a Shivcha continues? So I won't know. So the Rabbi Lazar, how does Rabbi Lazar answer this? He says, La fagavdai kasa, the mishpacheisim levesa vesam, even though it says, the mishpacheisim levesa vesam. Hasa loi, the word loi comes, and afke takes the mamzer out of the status even by the mother, hachanami, you hear also. Even though it says, Oisha vila deo tiladina, the woman and the children become slaves of the master, loi would come to Afke to remove it from that, meaning that account of him, any, Rabbi Lazar holds, any forbidden relationship in the Torah would continue the Mamzeris. Now, the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Tarfin and his friends say, Loi does not continue the Mamzeris, only by Jews, within Jews. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it continues even further. And the Gemara is playing with the word Loi. The Rabbanan and the Chachamim, how do they learn that out? He said, Kol v'lad b'mei shivcha k'nainis. Any child in the mother, in the stomach of the mother, k'v'lad b'mei behema dami, is like a kid in the animal, in the stomach of an animal. Meaning, the Chacham, the Chacham, all like this. Once a shiks is involved, it's like a behema. It's like an animal. And just like an animal's not a mamzer. This kid from a Jew that married a mamzer, that marries a shivcha, right? It's like a behema that has no yachas to the father, and therefore the kid's not a mamzer. But
do they goyim amongst themselves have concept of mamzer?
Yes.
No.
Why not? They have the word for it.
Is it one of the seven Noah laws? The incest?
Yeah, but according to Torah law, if a guy lives with a married Goyisha woman, he's not a mamzer. In English, she's called a bastard.
Yeah.
But in halacha, he wouldn't be.
In Jewish halacha?
Because they don't have concept of kiddushin?
Yeah, what's the difference? What's the difference if he's a mamzer? That what? He can't marry another mamzer?
So there's no point in doing it.
There's no concept of mamzer by a guy.
Is it because there's no kiddushin?
But I'll tell you where it works better. If a guy lives with a married Jewish woman,
he's still not a mamzer.
And they have a kid?
No.
He's not a mamzer.
He's not a mamzer?
No. Not from a guy.
Because there's no kiddushin?
Correct.
So goyim among themselves, there's no concept of kiddushin here?
There is.
There is.
One of the seven Noahid laws is that you can't have adultery with an Eish Yesish. The goyim's forbidden relations are limited to six. Jews got 60s, whatever they have. By a goy, it's no animal, no mother, no male. No, homosexuality is one of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Neich, which is punishable by death. There's very few Eish Yesish, but again, there's very little sister, mother. There's very few, and that's about it.
Grandmother,
not necessarily. Maybe. I have to look up Rambam. Nechus Melachim says. But if, by God, there's no concept of mamzer.
I was going to say, just like as in the morning, you do negavas because the tuma, there's no concept for the going. The same thing in a way.
In a way, but it's not really the same, because tuma is only where kedusha exists and leaves. Okay. Next parak. What's the problem over there?
Close.
What are you talking about, mamzerim? What are you doing?
Guy is asking.
We say that if the man is goy and she is Jewish but married Jewish, and the kid
is not a mamzer.
I guess in Iran, in Iran,
we say that they are not mamzer.
Jewish marry a Jewish.
If you look in Ebenezer at the beginning, Simon Hey Vav Zayin Dol Simonim, it discusses the definition of a mamzer, and it says if it comes from a guy, it's not a mamzer.
But in Iran, they say
if you marry a non-Jew, that's a mamzer.
If non-Jew, if married Jewish,
when with the
in Iran.
A marriage Jewish.
It's a borrowed term, as they call it.
No, he just said
it's a.
He said it's not a mountain.
No, but it's such a puzzle.
Okay, let's start. Next parak, Samach Tes. The Mishnah says like this: Asara Yuchsin, 10 genealogical classes came up from Bavel. Meaning, there's 10 levels of Jews that came up from Bavel. When they built the Beit Hamikdash, the second Beit Hamikdash,
20,000 Jews.
As what?
20,000 Jews came out.
Right, whatever. So there are 10 classifications of Jews: Kayanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Okay, we're going to explain each one as we go on. Chalolim, Geire, V'Charuri, Mamzer, Nesin, Shtuki, V'Asufi. Okay, these are the 10 classifications of Jews. Kayan, Levi, Yisrael, we know. Okay. Proper Jews, Kohenim, Levim, Yisraelim. Chalolim is disqualified Kohenim. What does disqualified Kohenim mean? An offshoot of somebody that a Kohen was not allowed to marry. If a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, a divorcee, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, that kid is a Cholol. He's a disqualified Kohen. Okay? That's another category. Next one is a Ged. Okay? A convert. Next one is Charurei. A freed Eved Kanani. If you free an Eved Kanani, becomes a Jew, right? So all these people are Jewish, but they're different levels. And then you have Mamzerim, that we know what it is. Nesinim. Nesinim was a descendant of a Canaanite nation in the days of Yeshua. Yeshua was going to destroy the whole Eretz Yisrael. So this nation, the Givanim, came and they dressed themselves up like people traveled from very, very far away. And as they hid the fact that they were one of the seven Canaanites, nations, because then Yeshua would have killed them. So they came dressed up and they told Yeshua, we want to convert. Yeshua made them water carriers and wood choppers.
Why did he do that?
Because at the beginning, Yeshua, you see,
you heard that?
The Givanit, yeah, they came to approach Yeshua and the elders, seeking a covenant with them. They succeeded in eliciting from Yeshua a covenant guaranteeing their safety, backed by an oath of the... Then they circumcised themselves and they became Jewish. But then they found out that there was a bunch of liars. So not to cause the desecration of Hashem's name. So Yeshua accepted them as wood choppers and water carriers. Okay? And they were not allowed to marry Jews as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood. That was the gzeit of Yeshua.
They were not supposed to what?
Marry a Jew until the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech later on saw how really bad they were, so he decreed it forever they cannot become marrying into Jewish people.
But I thought were they bad after Yeshua?
What?
What did they do to be bad?
Yeah. No, he says... The David King, they're aware of their barbaric nature and the
gypsies.
Yep. Anyway, that's what Nusinamar. Stuki is stoik, be quiet. When somebody says, who's your, they say to the kid, who's your father? He's quiet. Because he doesn't know who his father is.
Oh.
And a Sufi is when you find a kid in the street, you don't know who the father or mother are. These are 10 levels of people. So you have Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim.
Are these by levels of holiness?
We'll soon see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about the various din of intermarrying. So you have Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Then you have Chalolim, Gerim, and Avodim that are freed. And then you have Mamzer, Nesinim, Shtukim, and Asufim.
What is different with two last ones?
The two last ones? Yeah. Because Shtuki is... You know who the mother is, not the father.
Uh-huh.
A Sufi means a kid was gathered in the street. You found him and pushed him in the street.
It was so many.
Like Moses.
No, Moses was...
Moses was thing. He was found on the
there
street.
There were so many of them at that time that they...
Yes.
They put him...
Out of 40,000 Jews?
But Rashi says... Okay, the Mishnah is going to say in a second. Let's see.
The question is, so there's 40,000 Jews that came out. Was there others like these last four bunch or other?
Everybody was one of these 10.
Out of the 40,000?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, he says like this.
Came out second temple.
The Mishnah is going to discuss, define each one. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, Mutarim, Lavi, Zebezeh. They can marry, they can intermarry. Kohen can marry a Levi, a Yisrael, they can all intermarry, okay? Levi, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, and Harurim, Mutarim, Lavi, Zebezeh. Okay, a Kohen obviously cannot marry a Cholol, a Gieris, or an Eved that became free. But Levium and Yisraelim, they could. Now the Levi can marry a Gieris, a Yisrael can marry a Gieris, a Cholol, is only possible for a Kohen, not for anybody else. In other words, if a Kohen marries a divorcee, who's Jewish, but a divorcee, and they have a kid, a girl, let's say, a Chalola, okay, a Kohen cannot marry that girl. But a Yisrael or a Levi could. Or an Eved that becomes free, now he's a full-fledged Jew, a Kohen cannot marry him, but a Levi and a Yisrael could.
Okay. Is losing the position of the Kohen. Yeah?
Yeah, he's not a Kohen. He can go to cemeteries. He could become Tomei. If a Kohen marries a divorcee, or a Kohen marries a Gietis, or a Kohen marries a Zaina, or whatever, kid's not a Kohen. He's Jewish, 100% Jewish. 100% Jewish. You can give him Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi, Mafter. Not Kohen.
If they go with prostitute, the Kohen.
And have a kid?
Yeah.
We're talking about the kids.
So which part of the these two people they are?
Kohen. The Kohen can't divorce. He can't marry a convert.
No, he's not part of the one of these ten.
No, we're talking about here the children of these people. Okay, then it's something this. Geirim, Charurim, Mamzirim, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, all Mutarim Zalavi Zabazab. A Mamzer can marry a Shtuki and a Giyadis and can marry a this. All the last guys, the Geirim, the freed slaves, a Mamzer and the Nesinim, Shtuki, and a Sufi.
The seven.
They can marry, intermarry with each other. But a Kohen, a Levi, and Yisrael can't marry them.
Just
that
Amalek
forbid them. Huh? Well, that's the whole question over here. That was the whole question. How? Because according to the many opinions, he couldn't marry them anyway. Didn't have seen him.
They couldn't?
Here it says rabbinical. Okay. One second. They can marry each other. In other words, he brings out the bottom of the whole thing. Certain Rishonim learn that Nesinim are biblically forbidden to marry. So then the only ones they can marry are these people, because these people are not necessarily
part of Kal
Yisrael. David HaMelech decreed they cannot marry Kohen and Levim and Yisraelim.
When you say marry, what do you mean with marry? Is it like Kedushin, like a Jewish marriage?
Yeah.
Well, they did, they were going.
But they converted.
They converted.
The question was a full trick conversion.
Yeah.
One minute, the Mishnah is going to say. Then it says like this. Ve'elem shtuki. What's a shtuki? He says, you know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is. Okay? And like it says at the bottom, when this kid calls somebody a male father, the mother shuts him up. Because they don't know who the father is. A Sufi, what does a Sufi mean? Kol shenasef min hashuk, if he's gathered from the street, and you don't know not the father, not the mother. Okay? Now obviously he's Jewish, because we're talking about an area which was completely Jewish. So the assumption is the kid's Jewish.
They left the kid at the door? I mean, they
yeah, left him in the street.
Back then?
Yep. Those days more than now. Now you get into trouble. Those days you didn't get into trouble. Abishol used to call Shtuki a Baduki. Why do you call him a Baduki? Because it means literally investigated one. They had to investigate him. And the Gemara is going to explain later what that means. Okay, so the Gemara is speaking about the Yichus, who can intermarry with whom. The normal Jews, Kohenim, Levim, Yisraelim, can intermarry. Geirim, Chalolim, those types of people, Kohenim cannot marry, but Levim and Yisrael could. And the other groups, you know, the Shtuki, Asufi, they can only intermarry between themselves.
They're all Jews, but...
Yeah, but... They don't have the bright yichus.
I think, yeah, we consider him like a Jew. It's not like the other,
Yeah, but it's still only possible for a Kohen. The Mishnah says only a Kohen can marry.
Who decide on this Bedin? Bedin decide on this?
The what?
And who is, which category? Or if you believe the person, so I'm from this category, you believe him, or the Bedin has to do the...
Oh, that's the whole question of Yichus. In fact, the Gemara is going to say that the Bezdin was busy doing that.
Is it part of
him? Yeah.
How about Rabbi Akiva
I want you to know today, and this is a very, very big problem. Somebody comes to you, don't know them. They want to get married. You have a Chabad house, yeah? People come. They want to get married. Okay? How do you know somebody's Jewish?
That's a good question.
How do you know? So, you talk have to do investigation. I just had an incident. Somebody called me up. They give out forms to fill out. Were there any adoptions? You have adoptions. You have conversions. The grandmother converted. Reform, conservative. Yeah, the mother's mother. Okay? She always thought she's Jewish. The grandmother was a Reform conversion. It's not a proper agadis, right? So the person's not Jewish, right? And as somebody's adopted, which is not uncommon today, okay? So the kid's adopted, and then a generation or two later, a kid comes into your Chabad house or to your shul or whatever it is, not only, you know, and I'm Jewish, I want to get married. So you have to do an investigation. Right? See if they bring a proper ksuva from their parents' marriage was a frum wedding and the other rov. So you assume that the rov did the checking, and then you can just, it's enough of a proof to say that they're Jewish. But I had mamish recently a case. Somebody called me, a shliach called me, that they gave him the form to fill out, any conversions, no, any adoptions, no, da 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 da. And a week before the wedding, not joke, a week before the wedding, there's a guy said, oh, I was adopted. So he said, what do you mean? The form.
The form what?
The form. They said, what happened to the form? You wrote there was no adoptions. Well, whatever.
When did he find out?
A week before the wedding. Couldn't do the wedding.
They go to Reform or they?
So they went to Reform, whatever. That's not, what can you do already?
But if he's adopted and conducts himself as a fool.
Yeah, but if they didn't go through Gaitis, it's no good.
Okay,
and it off. And now today you have another issue that comes up, which is itself a big halachic debate today. Surrogate motherhood.
What?
Surrogate motherhood. You know what that is? Surrogate motherhood means a woman can't carry a baby. Okay? So, they'll take the father's sperm and the mother's eggs and they'll implant it in another woman. And the woman will carry the baby 9 months for you. And after 9 months, she gives you the baby. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So now the question is, what happens if the surrogate mother, the one that carries the baby for 9 months, is not Jewish? Mm-hmm. But the man and the woman who donates the eggs to implant in that woman is Jewish. So do you go by the carrier? Do you go by the donor? These are very, very, very big arguments in Poskim today. Obviously, they didn't talk about it in the time of the Gemara, even though they bring proofs from the Gemaras to each opinion. But, again, it's very common, by the way. It's very common now happening surrogate motherhood. So the question is the kid Jewish or not? Who's the real mother of the kid?
What's the question? I don't understand that. Anything comes from the surrogate mother to the children?
She's carrying it for 9 months. Is that what's called the mother? Who's the mother?
We are talking biologically, it's Jewish, but...
Who said?
But the eggs are...
But the mother that carried it.
So I'm saying they...
They bring proof from Poskim and from Gemara. It's very interesting. But the bottom line is, it's a big issue today.
Okay?
So now, 1 second. So now, these issues of Yichus today are a very big problem. Who's Jew? Who's the Jew? Who's not a Jew?
Just marry a Persian, bro. You know they're all Jewish.
You don't know that.
Not necessarily. I know some people in Jewish school, the father is Jewish, the mother is not Jewish, and they think, the kids, they think they are Jewish.
Not the
they go out.
Oh, yeah. They're all Americanized already.
Yeah, the recent years.
I know, like.
Anyway, so this is what this parak is talking about, by the way. This is the source in the Gemara for these things. So the question is, if somebody comes and says, I'm Jewish, do you believe him or not? Somebody comes and says, you're Jewish. So there's differences. For instance, a guy comes in years ago. I'm a Kohen. You give him Truma? You don't give him Truma so fast. If a guy walks into Shul, I'm just in Halacha today, practical Halacha. A guy comes into Shul and he says, I'm Jewish. I'll be then, you can count him for a minion. You can give him an Aliyah.
You don't have to give him a physical?
But there are a lot of copycats today. But to marry them, which is much more severe, obviously, you can't just marry a person today because they say they're Jewish. Unless, if you know the family, you know the... But it's a very big problem today. But non-religious people, you know, it's a big problem. Who's whom today? And there's a lot of Bali Chuvas, both men and boys and girls, Mamish Frum, and then they found out later that they're adopted, or the grandmother was adopted, the parents were adopted, and years ago nobody ever spoke about it. When a kid was adopted years ago, today a little bit better, but years ago when somebody was adopted, they never even spoke about it. On the contrary, the Dafka didn't speak about it. So now they find out that what do you do? It's a big problem. So that was what the Gemara was talking about.
Even many years ago, like each city would marry from their own city. At least this way they know the Yichus much better.
Yeah, what's it called? Who doesn't? Asfahans. Don't marry the Shmasfahans, and they don't marry the this.
There's something to it, you know.
What about Sotsurik? So what would you do
it's
about that?
It's a big argument in Halacha.
Halacha about Sotsurik and Halacha?
Some poskim write they have to do Geiris L'chumra, either way.
What's that?
They have to convert. The problem is, if the family's not religious, who's going to convert them if they're going to grow up not to be religious?
If their father is Kohen.
Whatever, all the issues
if
involved.
If they're religious, they're going to get a Jewish... surrogate?
Not necessarily.
If they are frum, they are not going to do that?
If they want to do it, they'll get it. But this is the whole issue here. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. It said in the Mishnah, Asari Yuchsin Olu Mibavu. Yeah? So the Gemara says, why does the Gemara just ask you on the language. The Mishnah says, 10 categories of people went up from Bavel. Why doesn't it say 10 categories came to Eretz Yisrael? Why are they saying they went up from Bavel rather than saying they came to Eretz Yisrael? Like, why are they mentioning Bavel? My Tana Olami Bavel. Why does it say they came up from Bavel? Nis Nohochel Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you say simply 10 types of Jews went up to Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, you're right. Mil Sagav Urcha Kamashmalan. It teaches us something in passing, meaning, it says in the Pasig, V'kamta v'ali yisalam v'akam sheyivcha Hashem alakecho. The Torah says, if you have a dispute amongst Jews, so you have to go to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. So the Torah says, V'kamta v'ali yisalam. You go up. Malami teaches us, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavaya Mikol Eretz Yisrael. That Beis HaMikdash is the highest part of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, Gavaya Mikol Aratzis. Okay?
Only because of this?
Huh?
Only
because of the one who used the word Alu?
We knew it from other places. When they went from Mizraim to Israel, they said the Alu, like Yosef, they were going. So we don't need this.
Is Eretz Yisrael the highest place in the world? It is?
In that region, maybe.
There's the
Mount Everest.
The Mount Everest.
Physically?
Physically.
Not necessarily.
Right now, the Gemara seems to be saying physically.
Maybe in that region, in that area, tri-state area.
1 second. So they explain, the Mashog explains like this. How can you say Eretz Yisrael is higher? It's not. I mean, the fact is that the mountains in India are higher than the Rockies are probably higher than Eretz Yisrael also. What it means is, it says like this. Since the earth is a sphere, and Eretz Yisrael is the center, the focus of the sphere, it's looked at as the top. In other words, it's not physically how many feet elevation it is. It's because Eretz Yisrael is like a circle, and the world is a circle. And Eretz Yisrael is the focal point, so it's called the top of the world. The Maral says something else. the center of the sphere's surface is totally arbitrary. Most of them, not in a topological sense, but in a spiritual sense. That's how the Maral learns. And this is basically the accepted opinion, that what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the rest of the places? It means spiritually it's higher. And the Beis HaMikdash is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. I know it's higher by Yitzhak, highest in Eretz Yisrael, probably not also. Physically, I'm saying. Geographically.
Tzfat
is higher. Tzfat is probably higher.
Why do we say Olu to Eretz Yisrael?
That's what the Gemara's question was.
No. Olu Mebava.
Yeah. So he says, it's teaching us that Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world.
So he said, so what's that?
The Gemara says, Bishleim HaBeis HaMikdash Gavei HaMikol Eretz Yisrael. I know from the Pasuk, like it says, Hainu Dichsiv, that's what it says, Divrei Divrei Bishorech V'Kamta V'Alisa, that you have to go up. So I know the Beis HaMikdash is higher. But the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael Gavei HaMikol Eretz Yisrael. How do I know Eretz Yisrael is greater than the rest, higher than the rest of the world? Because it says like this. Yechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Chaynina Yomim Boim Num Hashem. Hashem says, behold, days are coming. V'layim Rochai Hashem Asher Elo B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. They're not going to say, that as Hashem who took the Jews out of Israel, out of Egypt, they're going to say, Asher Helo V'asher Hevi Ezerah Beis Yisrael, that elevated and took the Jews from Eretz Tzfeinah and from all the countries that I drove the Jews to. So the Pasuk over there says, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to elevate the Jews from all the lands that He spread them out over. So because the Jews are spread out all over the world, and the Pasuk uses the word Hela, it shows that Yisrael is great, is higher than all the other lands.
Does that answer the question?
1 minute. So the Gemara asks now your question. My ididatana Allah be bubble. So why does it, okay, so what is it teaching us? That Yisrael is higher. So why does it say Olu Mibavo? Why doesn't it say Olu L'Eretz Yisrael? That they came up to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Right? Why does it say Olu Mibavo? It should have said Olu L'Eretz Yisrael. So Messiah Le Rabbi Lazar, this is a proof to Rabbi Lazar. The Amir Rabbi Lazar, Le'ola Ezra Mibavo. Ezra did not go up from Bavel, Acha Asik Selis Nekiva Olah, until he made it like fine sifted flour, and then he went up. Meaning like this. In the days of Ezra, he made all the, he made the Jews into fine flour. In other words, he sifted all the Jews, and any of the questions, he brought to Eretz Yisrael to the Sanhedrin there. Okay? So what it means is, Olu Mibavel, he took from Bavel, and he refined, that's what he wants to teach us, that he refined the nation of Eretz Yisrael in Bavel like fine flour.
He made them divorce their Goyish wives?
He told them to, they didn't listen. Some did, some didn't. Ezra had a tough time. In Bavel, the Jews were intermarried terribly.
And did he find the Levim too?
The Levim didn't go up with him.
Levim didn't go up with Bavel? No. Israel with them?
No, a lot of them didn't. Eretz Yisrael is a mixture of persons with unblemished lineage and persons with tainted lineage. Bavel, on the other hand, was fine sifted flour, which were all unblemished.
You call this untainted? We have mamzerim, we have this, we have that, you know, all seven.